This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
So we're here with Yuri van Leeuwen from Astron, which is based in Dwingeloo. Now, would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about your research, please?
Sure. So like you said, I'm at Dwingeloo. So Dwingeloo is where most people work who are trying to get LOPAR off the ground, the radio pulsar. Oh, did I say radio pulsar? I mean radio telescope. It does more things than just radio pulsar. It's lots of EOR stuff. H1 galaxy surveys, the works. But a lot of pulsar stuff we're hoping to do with that too.
Could you explain to listeners what a pulsar actually is?
Sure. So pulsars are for stars, really small, dense stars. Neutron stars we call them as well. So they're made when really massive stars in a supernova event explode and then their cores collapse to this really small, dense star that's about a million times as heavy as the Earth, but only 10 kilometers across. They can spin very rapidly, they make really bright radio emission, and that's what we pick up with radio telescopes as pulsars.
So why are they useful? Why do we find them interesting?
So they're useful if you want to think about the fundamental characteristics of matter. So these are much denser than anything you could make in any lab on the Earth. So they're really one of our few ways of figuring out what all the stuff that we're made out of behaves like under extreme pressures. Only neutron star cores can produce pressures like those. So that's an interesting thing if you want to just figure out what matter behaves like. One of the main strengths of that telescope is going to be one of the biggest ones in the world. It's going to be looking for new radio pulsars in the northern hemisphere. So at the moment, focusing mostly on surveys, trying to find new interesting systems, but also getting a better overview of what the whole radio pulsar neutron star population is like. So that's the main thing at the moment.
How do you see the outlook for pulsar astronomy?
Boy. Well, bright, I guess, radio bright. So I just talked about the Square Kilometer Array, a really large telescope that we're hoping to build in maybe 15 years from now in the south. And on shorter terms, we have a few interesting instruments coming online. If you look back at the last 30 years of pulsar research, a lot of it at Jodrell too, is you can see that main discoveries were actually driven by instrument innovation. So I do see that these new instruments are going to enable us to do new science that we don't really understand at the moment or expect at the moment. But I think that's what the future is going to be like. Some unexpected stuff, hopefully, anyway.
So the Centre of Operation for LOPAR is based in Dwingeloo, that's correct. Can you tell me something about the key science projects or what we actually expect from LOPAR in the next few years?
Yeah, sure. It was really originally designed as a surveys instrument for galactic and epoch of reionization work. There's a few more key science projects by now that are hoping to, in parallel with those original science projects, do some neat stuff. So we have radio transients, surveys of the radio skies, so looking what goes boom in the night in the radio from minutes to years timescales. We have radio pulsar research that I'm mostly focusing on, but also looking at local H1, seeing what gas dynamics is like in galaxies that are close to us. The big focus is still on trying to detect the epoch of reionization signal far out. That would be really neat if LOPAR was able to do that.
What observation time do we expect pulsars to be allocated?
So I guess we're expecting to get some time, like maybe 10% or so, for really direct observation time. So with direct observation time, I here mean that we are the ones choosing which direction LOPAR points in. Of course, with a software telescope like LOPAR, you could point in many directions at the same time. So I think most of our observing time is actually going to be in parallel with other projects. For the radio pulsar surveys that we're aiming to do, it doesn't always matter which way we're looking at, just as long as we're seeing some interesting part of the sky, so we'll just piggyback on whatever other science projects are going on. So I think in total we'll have quite a lot of on-sky time. Not all of it, very little of it is going to just be only pulsars. We'll be sharing with many other people. That's, I think, one of the revolutionary aspects of this software telescope that LOPAR is going to be.
Thank you very much for your time.